Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Samuel, Week 2, The Hannah Ministry, Friday, Related Verses, Revelation 12:5, 10-11. And she brought forth a son, a man-child, who is to shepherd all the nations with an iron rod, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their soul life, even unto death. Revelation 3:5-6, 12-13, 21-22. He who overcomes will be clothed thus in white garments, and I shall by no means erase his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Related reading. Peninnah had children. Hannah had none. These two women represent two fundamentally different principles. They represent two fundamentally different ministries. Hannah's ministry was just to bring in the king, not to have many children. Peninnah's ministry was to have many children, that is, a ministry with much result. Peninnah and her children are God's people, but none of them has anything to do with God's king. Hannah wept, fasted, prayed, and cried unto the Lord for a son who would be absolutely given to the Lord for his service. This son was the one who brought in the king. If you are still in the realm of the judges, you can be blessed and have results, but God's eyes are not on you. If these were not the last days, we would hope that Peninnah might have many more children. But if I am right, these are the last days, and God's eyes are on those who can be the means of bringing in the king. Let us ask ourselves, what is our ministry? Have we any part in this special ministry, this Hannah ministry? Some have no other thought but revival. But there is the more important ministry of bringing in the king. Hannah's way was not an easy way. It was made even more difficult because of Peninnah's comparisons and tauntings. Those who want to be Hannah's must prepare themselves for persecution, scorn, weeping, and fasting. A price has to be paid because all such ministry comes through testing and suffering. It has to be wrought into us. Others can eat and drink and look at their children, but here was one who fasted and wept. It is not a matter of how many we can save, but a matter of God getting his company of overcomers. God wants to get a people who will be able to pray and bring in the kingdom. Hannah's prayer was the means for the birth of Samuel. Our prayers should result in the bringing forth of overcomers. What have we done in this respect? From the birth of Samuel, we see a line of prophets who could also be priests to bring in the king. Hannah bore a son, a prophet. God had done quite much with Hannah. He led her through all sorts of difficulties. As a result, he was able to find one who could put eating and drinking and all else aside. She came to the point where she could not go on without a son. She came to a point where she had to have a son. The son in 1 Samuel chapter 1 is the man-child of Revelation chapter 12, the one who brings in the king and the kingdom. When God changes his attitude toward a certain matter, he makes a dispensational move. Every dispensational move brings in God's new way. His most important dispensational move is in Revelation chapter 12. He wants to end this age and bring in the age of the kingdom. His purpose is not general and ordinary. How can he bring this age to a close and bring in another? He must have his dispensational instrument. This is what God wants to do today. The rapture of the man-child brings an end to the church age and introduces the kingdom age. The man-child enables God to move. If there is not a man-child in a rapture, God cannot make a dispensational move. Today, God is waiting for the man-child. Only the rapture can precipitate the events in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10.